Sie hören die MDR Kultur Studio Session. Mein Gast Aoife O'Donovan und wir haben gehört ihren Song Phoenix vom Album Age of Apathy. Und ich habe es vorhin gesagt, es ist für mich so der Kernsong des Albums. I said it before. To me, it's the heart of the record. That song, Phoenix, and it's the rising up from really from the dirt, from the dust, the ash, whatever, like the mystical bird. And but I was really fascinated by the song idea. Can you say something about how you create that song?
Yeah, this song is actually a very personal song to me, in that it was written, it's about me rising out of the own ashes of my sort of lack of creative energy, my lack of drive, my feeling of at many points in my life wondering, like, why am I able to do this? Am I able to be a musician, a creative person, a songwriter? And Phoenix is kind of about realizing that you have to just make room for it and not, you know, not be afraid that not just to sort of put aside the idea that you're running out of time, that, you know, like, I think even starting with the idea of time is not the villain. Like, all right. it's all right there. And if you just make yourself ready for it, if you can be running along the road and then lay down a blanket and lie down and wait for somebody, it's not even a real person, it's just sort of the idea of putting the cloth to your brow and breaking through the fever and rising out of it.
All right. Also, na klar, Phoenix, wenn man dieses Wort benutzt, wenn man sich an dem Bild des mystischen Vogels, der sich aus der eigenen Asche erhebt, wenn man das als Künstler benutzt, dann ist klar, da gibt es auch so eine gewisse, gibt es eine persönliche Note in diesem Song, und genauso ging es Aoife auch. Es war der Moment, oder sie hat den Song geschrieben, als sie so einen Moment hatte zu reflektieren, ich habe keine kreative Energie mehr, warum bin ich eigentlich Songwriterin? Und dann kam dieser Song, kam diese Idee und die Erkenntnis, dass sie sich erhoben hat und dass Zeit eigentlich was ist, was immer da ist. Man muss es halt bloß nutzen, man muss sich dem auch stellen und muss sagen, okay, wenn ich mir die Zeit nehme, das zu tun, was ich tun möchte und was ich tun kann, dann ist alles gut. And your record company sent me a link, or it's out, it's already out, it's officially out. You did a reinterpretation of one of the most iconic rock, folk, Americana records ever, Nebraska. We're talking about Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen. And you did your own version of that whole record. I think it's, and I heard it, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
And Graham Marcus was very happy about that. So, and you must have been very proud. Graham Marcus, the man who wrote the most iconic books about Bob Dylan and ever. So anyway, how it comes that you, what was the idea behind re-recording that album?
It happened a long time ago. I was doing a residency at a small club in New York about 10 years ago. And I just thought, oh, it'd be really fun to learn, just to sort of set a challenge for myself to learn something weird to do. So I decided to, I've always loved the album Nebraska, but I decided to learn the whole thing and perform it from start to finish 10 years ago on a very small stage in New York. And I did that once. I learned every song and got up there and did it, and I loved it. And I, you know, subsequently would perform this song Nebraska, I would perform Atlantic City, you know, at various times throughout the following 10 years. When the pandemic hit, I was, as I said earlier, sort of feeling very creatively blah, but you know, people were doing live streams, people were doing concerts, and I decided to do a concert from my living room of Nebraska. I felt like that was a cool thing, just to sort of relearn everything. I had to go back, obviously, because it had been many years, and relearn all the songs from Nebraska. And in doing that, it definitely gave me, it was a really great outlet for me, because I didn't feel much like writing my own music at that, you know, those early days of the pandemic, but it was really cathartic to sort of relearn all these Bruce Springsteen songs and go really deep into them and perform it from start to finish. And it was a really fun, special performance, even though it was just me in my living room with, you know, my husband and my brother-in-law, who we all live together, watching. It was a small audience. but But it got some great response. And then a year and a half later, my manager said, oh, let's release it. Let's release the audio from that. And we listened back to it and we were like, oh, this was really cool. Let's release it. So that's what came out in August.
Lange Geschichte. Wir versuchen sie kurz zu machen. IFA hat vor 10 Jahren eine Art, ja, also Residence im Club gehabt und hatte sich dort zur Aufgabe gemacht, irgendwas Verrücktes zu tun. Und ja, natürlich, das Album Nebraska auswendig zu lernen und dann zu performen, ist ein bisschen verrückt, ist aber auch eine sehr schöne Challenge, die man da hat. Und das hat sie getan. Und irgendwie am Anfang der Pandemie fühlte sie sich nicht in der Lage, eigene Songs zu schreiben. Und das war wie so eine Art Katharsis für sie auch selber, zu sagen, okay, ich lerne diese Songs von Nebraska einfach nochmal neu und gebe so ein kleines Wohnzimmerkonzert. Nur ihr Schwager und ihr Ehemann war da und irgendwann 1,5 Jahre später hat das Management sich nochmal die Audio-Files angehört und hat gesagt, Mensch, das ist doch cool, lass uns das irgendwie veröffentlichen. Und das ist jetzt da, ich kann es nur wärmstens empfehlen. Sie finden es bei SoundCloud zum Beispiel, where the listener can find the audio. On SoundCloud?
Bandcamp.
Oh, it wasn't Bandcamp, sorry. Also auf Bandcamp findet man das. Das ist übrigens auch eine sehr unterstützenswerte Sache, dieses Bandcamp. Und wir haben das große Glück, jetzt einen Song hier in der MDR Kultur Studio Session live performed zu hören von IFA O'Donovan. It was a great pleasure talking to you and I'm really happy that we can hear now Open All Night from Nebraska, your version of Open All Night. Sie hören die MDR Kultur Studio Session, Age of Apathy heißt das Album von IFA O'Donovan. Sie war mein Gast hier heute in der MDR Kultur Studio Session und wir hören noch einen Titel, Open All Night. IFA, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it.